Hello, welcome to the first installment of Quantifying Stupid with Nick Redding. I'm making this video because oftentimes if you're arguing with a feminist online, they'll say something like, why can't we work together? Why does this have to be a fight? You know, and I want to show you that we actually are working together, just not in a way that feminists want. So I'm here to explain to you what I call the feminist, non-feminist cooperation spiral. Now, I had to make up two diagrams for this, just to first of all, to clarify some terms. Now, I'm going to be coming back to this diagram particularly a lot through this this series, because this is very basic to me, or to everything that I'm talking about. So you've got the three spheres, and the first sphere is the feminist sphere. In it, you have feminists and their lapdogs. Lapdogs referred to as allies. Now, referred to as allies within their parlance. There's nobody else in that sphere. They don't want anybody else there. They don't want anybody else anywhere else either. They want to be the universe, and to them they are the universe. Now, here you've got activated non-feminists. So that's your straight up anti-feminists, you get your MRAs, your PUAs, your unicorn feminists. That's like a Wendy McElroy or Christina Hoff Sommers. You got your MGTOWs, your masculinists, your tradcons. If there's anyone I'm leaving out, sorry, but the point is there's lots of different kinds of people in the activated non-feminist sector. Now down here, you have the middle mass. You have, there's three kinds of people in this. They're either shallowly benevolent towards feminism, so they're typically on the left, they think of feminism as a legitimate human rights movement, they think it's a good thing, but they don't really get into it, they just kind of give their assent passively to feminism. Over here you've got people who are shallowly malevolent against feminism. These people are typically on the right. They write feminists off as crazy cat ladies or hairy lesbians. You know, the punchline is some joke, but they're still not really actively involved in resisting them. Then you got your chameleons. Now these people are desperate for social approval. They will go whichever way the wind is blowing, ferociously. These are your politicians, your media personalities. These are people who just want to fit in, but be at the forefront of fitting in. So they can, you can form friendships with these people. You can form allegiances with them. Just know who you're dealing with is all. Regardless, activated non-feminists or the middle mass, they are not feminists. This is not feminism, which is why they comprise what is called the non-feminist sector. So, activated non-feminists, middle mass, and over here, feminism. Now that the terms are clarified, I want to get right into what I call the feminist, non-feminist cooperation spiral. So up here, you have stage one, feminists lie. This is their defining characteristic. They are completely full of shit in this particular climate. At this time, people cannot be... They must necessarily be a compulsive liar to be a feminist. There's no getting around that. Just accept it. And then, of course, those of us who have accepted it, we've gone into stage two, which is critical examination. Now, we are, of course, activated non-feminists at this point already. We're taking the crazy shit they have to say, patriarchy theory, wage gap myth, rape culture, all that nonsense. And we are shining a light on it and we're talking about it. Now that results in stage three, which is the middle mass awakening. People who would either be shallowly benevolent towards feminism, their minds are changed, they're angry that they've been duped. People who are shallowly malevolent against feminism, they kind of knew something was up the whole time. Now they get galvanized either for feminism, which is the minority, or against feminism, which is what most of them do. Once they wake up and they experience the middle mass awakening, they become activated non-feminists themselves in any of these flavors that I've discussed here. And that, of course, that is the only thing, critical examination, that doesn't really wake up feminists to their insanity. But seeing more and more people come over to our side, more people crossing the aisle, that is what forces feminists to confront reality. So that brings us to stage four, feminism versus reality. Upon witnessing the fact that they are unliked, that, they don't try to become more likable, they don't, they're not, you know, when someone gets caught telling an insane lie in front of everyone, they come clean, not necessarily for any altruistic reason, but just because that's pretty much the only option left. Unless, of course, you are a feminist. What are they going to do? Are they going to tell the truth? Of course not. They're going to do what they always do. They're going to come back to stage one, feminist lie. This is pretty much the only fucking trick in their playbook. And it's going to get even crazier the second time around. So this is where you're going to get your bricks of logic, your 51% is not a majority, shut the fuck up, fuck face, feminism is solving your problems, and you know, everything Brianna Wu. So, and of course, when they do that crazy shit, that gives us fodder for stage two, critical examination, which of course, when we shine a spotlight on that, then we get middle mass awakening. This is where you have people like Thunderfoot putting Big Red in their videos, right, on the very front page, which of course pushes feminists towards stage four, feminism versus reality. And then of course, you know, they're, as explained before, they're not going to come clean. They're just going to lie more. And this brings us, you know, full circle. But it's not a circle, it's a spiral, because more and more, as we go around, every one of these stages becomes more intense. And I don't know how many cycles it's going to take, but eventually you land at the target zone. Now, the target zone is where everybody understands that feminism is held in the same disrepute as racism. It has experienced almost complete social death. And that's where everyone in the activated non-feminist sector wants to put feminism in the target zone. Just one more thing. You know, you would think that the stage one, it seems like it's more intense every time around. All stages two through four actually do get more intense. Stage one, it seems like it's more intense, but the thing is, what you're witnessing when feminists freak out is you're witnessing someone who is trying to climb further up Mount Crazy despite having started at the top. So it can get confusing. So just keep pushing them, keep making them freak out, because people will see their true colors. We will get more people on our side, eventually forcing feminism into the target zone. Now, if you have any other kind of stupidity you'd like to see quantified, please put it in the comment section and I'll do my best. Thanks a bunch.